This is a GRDC podcast.
In Western Australia's Esperance port zone, there's a small but rapidly expanding lentil industry. But yield variability has growers a little cautious about adopting the crop into their regular rotations. Hello, I'm Tony Crowley. The good news is, with investment by the GRDC, better varieties are now available, and modern harvester fronts can deal with any problems lentils previously had presented to growers. GRDC and the state's Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development have co-invested in the Tactical Break Crop Agronomy Project, being led by DPIRD senior researcher Mark Seymour. Deb Bishop caught up with Mark and local pulse grower Ron Longbottom in Esperance to hear how the project is going. Deb Bishop began by asking Ron how long he's been growing lentils.
Well, we started growing lentils 4 years ago, and before that we'd been growing peas since 92. So 4 or 5 years ago we had a GRDC guy come around and sort of challenge us to try some of the new varieties of lentils. And so we tried this variety Bolt, which has got a little bit better boron tolerance and salt tolerance. So, and we found it does seem to grow quite well here, you know, given a bit of rain.
Mark, this area of the state, conducive to pulses, lentil growing particularly?
Yeah, well, Esperance area, the Esperance Mallee, so we're at grass patch and nice pH soils for lentils, good texture. So it's the most similar area in WA to South Australia and Victoria, where they grow large tracts of lentils.
Where's the need across the state and nationally?
Well, I think everyone's been quite envious of the rise of lentils and chickpeas over east, and so WA is certainly coming to the party. I think Esperance is going to take off with lentils, and there's certainly a lot of interest in chickpeas everywhere. So I think, yeah, chickpeas might be a question, where won't we try them?
Ron, your experience this season's been the yield is lower than previous. What do you put that down to? But you were saying that your commitment is remaining strong too.
Well, yeah, we're looking at about 400 kilos this year, which, isn't very good. But in previous years, we started off with 1.8, then 2.4, then 1.4. So, but we're nearly on our record driest year. So it's pretty hard to, drop them on a year like this. You know, if we'd had an okay season and they didn't perform, well, you know, you'd probably need to either drop them out or find a better variety. But I think, yeah, if you wouldn't want to drop them off just this year's result.
Have you had to invest particularly to accommodate lentils into the farming system here?
The main thing we've had to do is build some storage. We've built a shed, so we've got the capacity to store a couple of thousand tonne in the shed. We have got plans down the track. We'll probably build another shed to increase that so that we can have spare storage and clean as well. We're lucky CBH will receive peas in Esperance, so we've never actually had to store peas before, but they've never had lentil storage. They're talking about having lentil storage this year, which that might encourage people that are a little bit unsure whether they'll give them a go, because the storage thing sometimes is something that stops some growers from, they just want to grow it, put it in the truck and send it. So that might get some of those sort of people interested in them, I think.
What about your harvester setup over the years? Have you had to make modifications and changes in that respect?
Not to the harvester itself. I mean, we used to use crop lifters a lot with peas. But now with the modern header front, which can, you know, you can put into float an auto header height, you don't have to be constantly up and down yourself, the header will do it. It has made it a lot easier to harvest. And as far as setup of the machine, it's basically like setting up for wheat, except that you have your concave a bit more open and you slow your rotor down.
So Mark, some growers blame harvest challenges, if you like, as an inhibiting factor for lentils. But what is being investigated in regard to lentil agronomy and whereabouts?
Yeah, well, I think with harvesting, as Ron said, it's not that hard with modern machines nowadays. And I think a lot of people already do it. Hundreds of people do it over east, and 20-odd people do it in Esperance without too many dramas. What we look for in our agronomy packages, better varieties, but also better management, particularly safer herbicides to use on lentils in WA.
What would be the three key outcomes that GRDC is investing in particular in regard to efficient lentil growing?
Yeah, well, GRDC has investments in the breeding, so which we do test them all throughout WA, and we're looking for better yields, better adaptation to our soils. I'm particularly interested in looking at better herbicide options and harvesting, and then another facet is really spreading the good news from farmers like Ron and our other Esperance people to other areas.
Ron, in a nutshell, what would your advice be perhaps to growers considering venturing into lentils?
Well, give them a go and try them themselves. I mean, no one's going to launch into, you know, 5,000 acres of them to go. But in South Australia and Victoria, lentils have been the driver of land prices and profitability. People look on wheat over there as something to grow in between lentil crops, because lentil crops is where they make all their money. And I mean, prices for lentils have been down a little bit in the last couple of years, but they should pick up again, I think.
Ron Longbottom from WA's Esperance Port Zone and DPIRD's Mark Seymour talking to Deb Bishop. You've been listening to a GRDC podcast.